A school shooting in Kansas. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Police in a Kansas City suburb just confirming that a suspect shot and wounded a school resource officer and an administrator today at Olathe East High School, and that it happened in an office area. No reports of any students injured, and the suspect is in custody, but a lockdown still in place as they investigate. There's no word on any suspected motive. A fresh round of international condemnation for Russia after its attack overnight that set off fires near Europe's largest nuclear power plant, which Russian forces have captured. The UN's nuclear watchdog says there's been no radioactive leak, but the British Prime Minister calling for an emergency UN Security Council meeting. And Ukraine's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Dmytro Kuleba, wants a war crimes tribunal over Russian aggression.
When bombs fall on your cities, when soldiers rape women in the occupied cities, and we have numerous cases, unfortunately, when Russian soldiers rape women in the Ukrainian cities, it's difficult, of course, to speak about the efficiency of the international law.
The Russian offensive has been gaining ground in the south while largely stalling in the north near the capital, Kyiv. The BBC temporarily suspending the work of its journalists in Russia after the parliament passed legislation today making it a crime to report war information that's different from what the Russian government says. President Biden to meet with Finland's president to discuss European security this afternoon. He's also hailing the new jobs report.
U.S. employers added 678,000 jobs in February as COVID restrictions began to ease. This beat analyst expectations by a lot. President Biden said in a statement these numbers show his economic plans are working. The numbers bring the unemployment rate down to 3.8%.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The president, though, still highlighting continued inflation concern. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A neighborhood dispute ends with gunfire in Vegas.
Police say it started Thursday night with an argument between neighbors in an apartment complex near the Las Vegas Strip. The dispute led to gunfire. Of the seven people hit, one is dead, and two went to the hospital in critical condition. This comes less than a week after a shooting in a Las Vegas hookah lounge, which killed one person and wounded 13.
Fox's Roger Stern, no word yet on a suspect in last night's shooting, which was near the University of Nevada campus. Two Chicago police officers recovering after what happened at a restaurant early today.
The offender reaches into his pocket, pulls out money, but a gun falls out and hits the ground. The offender picks up the gun and without any warning began shooting at the officers.
Police Superintendent David Brown says one officer was grazed in the head. Then the suspect opened fire on another officer waiting in the patrol car, hitting him in the leg. That suspect was caught a short time later. A California woman, once thought to have been kidnapped, is now accused of faking it.
The disappearance of Sherry Papini led police on a frantic search more than 5 years ago. The 39-year-old was found 3 weeks after she vanished. She was tied up, had a swollen nose, and a brand on her right shoulder. Papini claimed she'd been snatched at gunpoint by two Hispanic women. Police say it was all a lie. They say she was actually staying with a former boyfriend and hurt herself in a ploy to back up her false statements. Papini is charged with lying to federal agents and cheating the California Victims Compensation Fund out of $30,000. Anna Wells, Fox News.
A COVID turning point in New York City. The mayor says as of Monday, the vaccine passport requirement will be lifted for venues, including concerts and restaurants, leaving it up to individual industries. He's also lifting a mask mandate for schools, but not for kids under age 5. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.